How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
He's back. Dad's back, Mac. We got to be good. I don't know if the substitute report card is going to come out clean or negative, but Bobby Bulldog's back in the house.
Hey-o! We'll figure it out here in a minute once I get all the reports in on how you guys behaved while Dad was gone. At the
Not one cuss word was dropped.
That's really? That's not pretty good. All right. Nope. That's really good. Did anybody do anything stupid? I got one question, though, and I got to know the answer to this. Yep. I've been wondering this since I left. Who won the company shot put contest, the Papa Shot contest?
Papa Shot.
Yeah, who won the company Papa Shot contest?
The big boss, Dan Weinbaum, and somebody else.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Wine bomb?
Team Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. All right. Is that what they were called? The mm-hmm. Team Pop-Tarts. Okay. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. But did you hear about our drop bracket? Did you hear who won that?
No.
Drum roll and...
I know that I'm hard.
Yeah, congratulations.
And it came down to that and...
BBL Stinky.
Oh, okay. It's a close final.
Wow, all right. Very good. Very good. I know that I'm hard. Probably, you know, takes the cake.
Yes.
You know, that's probably a good one. So that was the important stuff. I mean, all week I'm wondering, who's winning the Papa Shot contest, right? Who's going to win the drop bracket and all
you
that kind
champion
of stuff.
Champion at the bit to find out.
Chomping at the bit. Thank you very much. Isn't it chomping or champing? Is it champing at the bit? Yeah, I forgot I was you know, gone for a week and didn't think about that guy. But
this was this was third place.
Get bent.
Fourth place.
Guys, if you start, guys, you can. Guys, I'm telling you, guys, it's men.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. It is. It's really good to be back. I suggest travel for everybody. It really does the soul good, and I'm being serious about that. I know you're getting ready to go away here in May. You're getting ready to go away, too, for all that. Like, take your trips, plan your vacations. Like, I'll be honest with you, the anxiety level today is zero for me. I mean, it really is a zero for me right now. You will, you know, as the day goes on and, you know, reality starts to set back in. Yesterday was a little anxiety filled. It always takes us longer to get from New York to Kansas City than it does from Europe back to the mainland. It's absolutely insane.
To hear that.
So yeah, travel day, not a travel day from hell per se, but it could have been a lot worse. But when the control tower at Newark catches on fire, you had the LaGuardia incident yesterday, which by God, and then the tower at Newark caught on fire. So every plane's delayed for a half hour and it bumped everything back. And so we made it back fine. It cost me extra money, but whatever. I'm here. But everybody's talking about like this TSA stuff. Let me tell you something. I was in both Chicago airports yesterday and Newark. No problems whatsoever,
really?
Man. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Get your TSA pre-check. I'll tell you that right now. Make sure you have your TSA pre-check or sign up for Clear. One or the other, and you're fine.
Okay.
It really is. I mean, everybody wants to make about all these nightmares and everything that's going on. But if you sign up for Clear or you have your TSA pre-check, you're through in no time at all. And so that's what you have to do. The lines that they're showing are people who don't have that. And you know, and a lot of it's, you know, made for TV movies as well. Mm. Because, like I said, I was in three of the busiest airports in the world yesterday, in the country yesterday. And, you know, it's fine. And, you know, just get your pre-check. Get your TSA pre-check or sign up for Clear. And everything's going to be okay. Don't believe a lot of the crap that they put on the news.
Where are we flying to?
We're flying to LaGuardia.
Can't wait. Less than a month.
Well, that airport has always been a disaster. I mean, it really has. I mean, it's like planes land in the water. I mean, it's a mess. But that thing yesterday, I'll tell you, you guys saw the video of that crash yesterday, right?
I mean,
my God, like, because the kids were like, "How does a fire truck do that to a plane?" And you don't like, what the hell was going on there? Like, I was like, "Move your truck, move your truck, move your truck." Fire truck just meandering down the runway in the middle of a landing. Wow, that's some scary stuff. But I
terrifying.
Mean, I mean, those air traffic controllers, man, give them a big hug, because what they do every day. I went up in the tower a couple of years ago at KCI. It is. It's a weird place, man. It's very quiet. It's very kind of stressful up there because of what they're doing. And that's Kansas City, where there's not as many planes, obviously, as you have with, you know, four major airports right there in the New York, Philadelphia area. And I mean, I can't imagine the stress that those guys are under all the time, man. That job is tough, man.
So we didn't tell anybody where you went.
Oh, you didn't?
Very good.
Greece. We went to Greece. Yeah, we went to Athens for a couple of days, and we went to Santorini for 2 days. And it was the off season, and we had the whole place to ourselves. I mean, it was
You don't have the tourists, but you don't get the weather, so it's kind of like you have to sacrifice. Right?
We were fine with that.
It's like a trade in sports. We're back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
Dusty's
exactly
giving analogies.
Yeah.
Bob's talking Greece.
Yeah.
So yeah, you didn't get the weather you wanted.
Right. It was cloudy and 60 most of the time.
But you don't have anybody breathing down your neck.
Nobody breathing down your neck. And, you know, I was talking to a lot of the people there, and they're like, yeah, we're gearing up for the, you know, the summer cruise season when, you know, 20,000 people show up a day on these cruise boats and come in and they destroy the place and they spend no money. They're like, thank God you guys are here spending money in our restaurants, because the cruise ships dock and everybody gets off the boat and, you know, wears their, you know, I've been drunk for 16 hours shirt and stumbles around, takes a couple of pictures, spends no money, goes back on the cruise ship.
I have to show you this shirt Gold sent me last night of this guy. He was, I don't know, he sent you the text.
No. What did it say?
I'll tell you off the air.
That good. Where was he yesterday to see that shirt?
He told me. He sent me a picture of a Texan guy's shirt. I was like, I was like, great. And the best part about it is he's sitting next to his wife.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to see this shirt. I really can't. The other thing, too, about the off season is that you have the whole place to yourself. You can take all the pictures that you want. And, you know, the kids do it for the Instagram and all that kind of stuff. If we were there a month later, they would not have been able to take the pictures and all that kind of stuff that they wanted. But if you're into history and you like that kind of stuff, man, Athens. I was on the first street in the history of civilization. Like, think about that.
No, that's so cool.
Think about that. We were on the first street in the history of civilization, and then my daughter stepped on, like, maybe the first nail in the history of civilization, and it went through her shoe, so we had to try to get that out. Yeah, it was...
Man, in Greece, got a tetanus shot.
Yeah, no, but hitting like kind of the right spot of the shoe.
They put olive oil on it.
Yeah, that's all they do. Yeah, pretty much. And then you've got, you know, I saw the first theater in the history of civilization.
Amazing,
like, and of course they had, you know, the spots for the sponsors, which they're like, see these seats here that are nice? Yeah, that's where the king sat and the sponsors, because they said the first theater had sponsors to help pay. I'm like, oh my God, here we are.
Started
all over
early.
Again. Yeah, it is. Yeah, started early, so nothing's new. Everything is following the ancient, you know, Greece. And I got to see the first Olympic stadium, which was really, like, that was kind of one of those moments you're like, damn, this is where the first modern day Olympics took place, but also the first older Olympics, and they renovated the stadium. It's all marble. The whole stadium is made out of marble.
That sounds incredible.
It was unbelievable. And, you know, nobody's talking about renovations or anything like that. It was just, you know, enjoying this first Olympic stadium. Then you hear the stories about the Olympics and how the Christians tried to kill the Olympics 1,500 years because they didn't like the gods that the Greeks were worshiping. So they canceled it. And for 1,500 years, we didn't have the Olympics because we weren't worshiping the right gods. Like, you people are idiots. Who the hell cares? This is a great thing to unite the world. Everybody's enjoying these games. And then for 1,500 years, they were gone. And then in 1896, they go, we're bringing the Olympics back. And ever since then, it's been, you know, uniting the world. And if you take the Olympics for what it is and not the monetary stuff, you know, like we do with everything, and you take it for what it is, it's athletes around the world competing. And it's really cool to be in other countries because, you know, people will always say, what was it like? Did they like you and all that kind of stuff? Everybody loves everybody around the world, man. Mm. People love people. People love people. You may have differences in all kinds of stuff, but at the end of the day, we're all people. We're all just trying to live. We're all trying to make a buck. We're all trying to survive. We're all trying to do good. And, you know, that's what the Olympics was all about, bringing everybody together. And for 1,500 years, they canceled them because the pagan god versus the mythological Greek gods and all this kind of stuff that they were talking about kind of got in the way of all of that. And I'm like, man, can't we just have sports and unite and all that kind of stuff? I mean, we're sitting in a hookah bar with people watching Greek basketball. I had no idea what this stuff was, this Greek basketball, who the teams were. Everybody's cheering, having a good time. It was good, man. It's refreshing to get away. It's always good to come home, but to experience other cultures. And not one individual, not one person that we talked to ever even heard of Kansas. So you think people hear about all this stuff all over the world.
Not even the barbecue?
Nothing. Well. Not even the barbecue. No. They barely knew New York. They're like, we know New York and maybe Hollywood, and that was it. I saw four sports logos there the entire time. Can you guess which ones?
Barcelona.
No, American sports.
Oh, owners. American sports. Yankees?
Of course.
Yep. Lakers?
No.
Dodgers?
Yep. You got two.
Knicks?
I did see one guy in a Knicks sweatshirt, but I think that was Newark.
Are they
so
all
that
baseball?
Doesn't count. No.
Milwaukee?
The two people wearing a Bucks jersey. Not a lot of Giannis stuff. You wouldn't know Giannis is from Greece at all. There's nothing.
Milwaukee.
I mean, yeah, not a lot of Giannis stuff
at
all.
Is there a kid wearing a Steph Curry jersey?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Dallas Cowboys?
Nope.
Mm-mm. What's the sport?
Football.
Chiefs.
Yep. One dude walking around the Acropolis with a selfie stick and a Chiefs hat on.
Let's go. That's a Chiefs fan in a nutshell,
but,
baby.
But he was not American. I don't know where the guy was. I didn't talk to him. I didn't have the opportunity.
He's been
bit
by the bug. He's been bit by the kingdom fly, man. Came all the way to Greece, bit him in the neck,
put a Chiefs hat
selfie
on.
Stick in his hand.
Dodgers and Yankees. You knew you were going to get those. Right. And then a couple of people with some – I was surprised that the Giannis stuff wasn't bigger over there, guys. I really was. I thought there were more soccer jerseys over there and stuff being sold. Like I didn't even see like Giannis. The only place I saw like a Giannis jersey being sold was the airport.
Mm, makes sense.
You know,
that's why they don't embrace it.
Yeah, I don't
know. He's like the patron of Mexico.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Used to be their own, then it got like Americanized. Like, yeah, it's yours now.
That's a really good analogy, though. I mean, you know, I was stunned. It was like just soccer jerseys and stuff like that. Not a lot of Giannis stuff. I was like, do you guys not embrace him over here? I guess not. I don't know.
Well, Beagle just texted me and said, hey, tell Bob Michael Phelps might be a great swimmer, but he never beat Poseidon.
Oh, yeah, he didn't beat Poseidon. It's exactly right. The Greek god stories are so unbelievable of how all this stuff happened. And
Greek mythology bangs.
It really does. Like, it really does.
I love Greek mythology.
It is so good. And they know it's mythology, right?
They know
it's
that Zeus plays for the Chiefs.
He does play for the Chiefs,
and he's going to get $52 million.
That's right.
Boy, was that a frenzy yesterday. Well, it's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
The boys are back in town. Coincidence or not, so is Tiger Woods. And Bob Fesco both announced they're back on the same day. Coincidence? I think not. But Tiger Woods will be playing in the TGL Championship tonight in match number 2 of 3 if necessary. But coming up, the matches over the weekend sold, and you better believe it. Even if you didn't watch, you're lying, because you definitely did. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Carter Jensen, and you're listening to Fesco and...
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation. You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Dusty, weekday morning starting at 6, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.